This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Gazin.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Ryan, in the deepest of summers, we have a very unique show today. Please enlighten us.
Yes, Greg, we have two guests for the price of one today on the Toastmasters podcast. Our guests today are 41 years of age apart. They were featured on the front cover of the June 2020 issue of the Toastmasters magazine, available in digital format at toastmasters.org. The two folks we're going to speak with today, they began with a common interest that actually had nothing to do with Toastmasters, and then the Toastmasters connection came a little bit later into their relationship. So they're going to share that story with us today. They are both in Tacoma, Washington. We have with us members of Thursday Night Live Toastmasters in Parkland, Washington, Madonna Hannah and Marcus Chambers. Madonna and Marcus, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome.
Well, thank you for having us. And we're going to say greetings from Washington State in the good old
USA.
So to start, what I'd like to do is ask each of you, we'll start with Madonna and then over to Marcus. I did give you a bit of an intro, but maybe to just introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners.
Thank you so much. I am a retired fashion marketing instructor, corporate background in fashion. I am also a late in life athlete, track and field. In 2011, I just decided I wanted to run 100 meters. My husband, my late husband, had a track background, said, okay, I'll be your coach, but you have to listen to everything I say. And I agreed. Lo and behold, when I entered the Washington State Senior Games, I won the 50 meter and the 100 meter racing against women who had been in track and field since they were in middle school, just like Marcus. I figured, why don't I just keep on doing this? I was able to compete at the national level. 2018, my husband had his third bout of cancer, and my husband's final request was that I continue to race, and of course, I would need a new coach. After the dust settled with all the other things that I needed to do, it was February of 2019 that I went shopping for a coach. The physical therapist that I had, because I had ruptured my Achilles racing in 2014, that rupture is very significant because I would not have met Marcus if I hadn't have ruptured my Achilles, because his trainer worked at the physical therapy facility. Anyway, I told the owner that I was that I needed a coach, and could she put me in touch with someone, which she did, but that person was not able to train me at the time, and she said she had a couple of guys who might be able to help me out. Marcus's trainer Eric gave me a call one day and said, his name is Marcus Chambers. He's did really well in high school, 4-year scholarship to Oregon, bingo, great track college, All-American, NCAA, Pac-12 awards, and a 2020 Olympic hopeful. He said, if you want, you can look him up on Google. And I thought, well, why do I need that? You had me at 2020 Olympic hopeful. He called me. We set up an appointment to meet. I knew who he was because we arrived at the stadium at the same time. He was walking in front of me, head to toe in his sponsorship garments, and he was on the phone. And I thought, oh, okay, there's the millennial on the phone. Marcus, I'll let you pick it up from there.
My name is Marcus Chambers. I am from Tacoma, Washington. Growing up, I played many different sports, basketball, football, soccer. The only sport that I did not try was track and field. There was always a common theme when I worked, when I was on these teams, which I was always the fastest guy on my team. Once I got to high school, my grandmother suggested that I try track and field. When your grandma asks you to do something, you obviously got to do it. Yeah, you know how that is. So I gave track and field a try, and I loved it. From day one, I had amazing coaches that taught me the sport. I fell in love with it. And for the next 4 years, I put hard work and dedication into my craft. And that's when I became multiple-time state champion. I became a junior Olympic champion. I became a junior world national champion, where I broke the record in the 400. That's when I was blessed with the opportunity to go to the University of Oregon. And like Madonna said, I became a 7-time All-American. I became a 4-time Pac-12 champion. I became an NCAA champion. I also got my degree. And then moving forward, I was blessed with the opportunity to sign a contract with Nike to become a professional track and field athlete, which I also became a part of Team USA, where I get to travel the world, compete, and work hard to try to reach this Olympic dream of mine, which got postponed 1 year. It'll be in 2021, but the train is still rolling. I'm still grinding every single day to reach that dream. And during my second year, I received a call from Eric Waterland, who is both me and Madonna's physical therapist. He called me and he said that there was an athlete that he knew I would be able to help reach this dream. Honestly, I had no clue who she was. I've only worked with younger athletes. I have not worked with mature adults. So for me, I didn't know if I wanted to do it at first, but I told him, hey, I'll definitely give it a try. Because for me, being a younger person, I wasn't sure if Madonna was going to listen to what I had to say. I knew that with my knowledge, I was probably going to have her do things that she wasn't used to doing. And the question was she going to listen to do these new drills, or was she going to say, okay, forget this, I'll do what I want. But from the first day I met Madonna, she showed me that respect. She did every single drill that I asked for, even though it felt uncomfortable. One of the first things I saw Madonna when that time that she said she saw me in my outfit on my phone, when I looked at her, I saw the way she walked and I could see how smoothly she walked. And with that, I knew that we had something to work with. Our first practice, she showed me the respect. She listened to me and I could see her drive. I could see how well she wanted to be in track and field at the National Senior Games. And those are the type of athletes that I wanted to work with. And so I made a commitment to see her once a week. And I knew that those other days that I wouldn't be there, I knew that she would get the work in. That's when I started coaching her a little bit more and we got to talk about what she likes to do and what I want to do. And one day, I pretty much told her that I wanted to be a motivational speaker. I had no clue that she had a background in that field, but once she expressed to me what she's done in her life of motivational speaking, that's when we started to talk about her becoming a mentor of mine. That's where it all started, with me becoming a Toastmaster.
I had a couple of questions as I was reading through the article. A couple of questions came to mind and you covered some of them. It seems like right off the bat, this was a match made in heaven. But yet, as you're speaking, there are these undertones, right? The 41 years difference. There's obviously, there's a bit of a generational gap, if you will. Marcus, obviously, right off the bat, you said, yes, I'm going to do this, even though you might have been busy doing something else. But what I was wondering, Madonna, you said he pretty much had you at a low, right? Yes. I guess that's quoting Renee Zellweger from, I can't remember which movie was that, the Show Me the Money movie. Here's my question for you is, although right off the bat, you started saying, yes, I'm going to do this, yes, I'm going to do that. The fact that it was your late husband that played the essential role, and he said, you're going to do what I tell you to do. Did you have any apprehensions given that you're a boomer and Marcus is a Gen Z or a Gen Z, I guess if you call it, that generational difference? Did you have any apprehensions at all?
The only apprehensions that I had, and they pretty much echo what Marcus said, I was hoping that as a millennial, he would take me seriously. I retired from teaching fashion marketing at a high school in 2012. So I was teaching millennials a good work ethic and all that sort of thing, which is very important to me. I was concerned about his work ethic. Is he going to take me seriously? Because I knew that I was a favor. Do you know what I mean? When it's like, Marcus, this is a favor to a friend. She's older than you. Come on. And I realized that he is a young man who he took me seriously. When we are out on the track, he is in charge. I don't say anything. I listen to him.
Yes,
as I did with my husband, because that's his expertise. And this is something that I mentioned to Marcus. I am gifted in a lot of areas. But when I meet someone who I have no idea about their expertise and they're going to teach me something, show me something, I give them that respect because I'm not the type of person who is going to make up or pretend that I know something that I don't know anything about. Therefore, that makes me very coachable. I'm learning a lot from Marcus. Before I became his Toastmaster mentor, at one point we were talking and Marcus mentioned he wanted to create his own brand. What professional athlete doesn't want their own brand? But I thought, here's an opportunity for me to help this young man who was helping me. I've got a background in marketing, public relations, and all that sort of thing. So I created a marketing plan for the next 30 to 40 years of his life. And Marcus, when I presented that plan to you, what did you say? What did you think?
Guys, I can tell you, I thought that she was going to come with probably one or two pieces of paper with bullet points on some things that I could do. But when I tell you, it was a huge stack of papers that, yes, what she said, it would probably will help me for the next 40 years of my life. It's more than I would have asked for. And like an example, it's just like going to the ice cream shop and asking for two scoops of ice cream, but then the lady decides to be nice and give you five. It's like, whoa, I guess all this, like, man, I can't be more happy. It was definitely a lot more than I thought. And I was so happy. And I'm very thankful for her to put all that time to help me with creating my brand and my future.
Wow, that's incredible. So I'm curious, Marcus, where Madonna was extremely coachable, as she just shared when you guys were on the track. When you came under her wing, so to speak, with Toastmasters, did you show that same deference toward her, or was it more of, has it been more of a collaborative relationship? What's that looked like in terms of Madonna being your Toastmasters mentor and introducing you to that world?
Well, Ryan, the first thing I'm going to say is Madonna is a field general. I'm telling you, when we're on the track, I'm in charge. She listens to me. She doesn't say anything. And once we switch roles, she's that field general and I have to be quiet, listen to what she says and show that same respect. That's exactly what I thought that she would be. You could see the way she holds herself and she's usually in charge and she likes being in that role. And so I'm perfectly fine with listening to her. She has a lot of knowledge in many different fields that I want to know more about. So I'm very thankful to have her as my mentor and mentee. And my goal is to be a world-class speaker. As a track and field professional athlete, I have many inspirational stories that are fascinating. Madonna is helping me construct and deliver those gold nuggets into engaging motivational speeches.
That's fantastic, because I was just glancing back at the article and I found a passage that you had written here. Marcus, you'd said, when you're speaking in front of people, you have to be confident. And you say, when I'm running in front of thousands of people, I have to be confident in myself. Toastmasters has given me the confidence, and I bring that in my training for the Olympics. What I'm curious is, what was it that perhaps Madonna did, or what was it about Toastmasters that helped you get that confidence?
Toastmasters is a group that is very warming and very welcoming. You can go in there, give your speech, you can mess up 1,000 times, and they're always going to tell you to get up. It's okay. Keep having confidence in yourself. And really, Toastmasters, that support that they have given me in working on building my craft and speaking, I try to bring that same aspect into my training as well. And I really believe just that support. They've taught me many different things, such as tone. They've taught me vocal variety and many other aspects in speaking. But in general, just what I bring to training in the track is just that confidence. Because once you step on stage, whether it's you're in front of 5 people, 500 people, 5,000 people, you have to have that same confidence. You have to deliver that message the same way. And that's something that I never really thought about. It's just something that I said I wanted to do, but Toastmasters has open my eyes to how speaking is in that stage. And I bring that on the track.
And Madonna's drilled that into you, right?
Oh, yes. The field general.
Yes.
Yeah. So Madonna, and I understand that although you've been an active Toastmaster, you've also done some speaking professionally as well. Combining your marketing background with that experience, I think, is probably what qualified you to be able to put together such an amazing plan for Marcus. But can you talk a little bit about what you've done professionally as a speaker and about your recent collaboration in speaking?
Thank you so much. I actually have been speaking since the age of 19 because I worked at the corporate level in retailing and in women's apparel manufacturing. There were many opportunities for me to speak to fashion groups about careers in the fashion industry. And because, as you can tell, I'm not a shy person and I know how to project my voice, I was always asked to, well, we'd like you to go speak at such and such. As you continue to get out to speak, people hear you and then they want to book you to speak at other events. Then I started commentating fashion shows, which at the time I noticed commentators would just sort of stand there and say, isn't she wearing a beautiful blue dress? Isn't that a lovely gown? And I thought, oh my goodness. Well, with my sales background and public relations, I thought, well, let's liven things up here. So when I was asked to commentate, I'd start off with, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or good afternoon. Oh, my goodness. And then I would start to describe a gown or a dress, and I'd set the mood. As the sun begins to set in Puget Sound and the stars are in the sky, you will outshine, you know, the night when you walk in such and such dress, and heads will turn their way. Well, once you start describing things like that, especially to women, it motivates them to buy because they can see themselves in the garment. Recently, I've been speaking about anti-bullying. Marcus and I spoke at a Baptist church about the academic achievement of children of color. Earlier last year, I was asked by the Governor's Commission on People with Disabilities to speak to a group of teenage children with disabilities, actually, about how to present yourself when you're being interviewed for a job, how to dress, and table manners. I did have to curtail my speaking while my husband was going through his 3 bouts of cancer. And I am at the place now where I am getting back into the game. You mentioned something that Marcus and I are working on together. We were dubbed the tag team.
Yes, ma'am.
actually, when I was given the opportunity to be the keynote speaker at a Baptist church, back to school, kind of a lock-in thing for the children of color. And I did something that I've never done before, Greg and Ryan, and that was to share a keynote. And I decided to share with Marcus so that the students, who were various ages from elementary to high school, so that they would have two perspectives about education from two very successful people, a boomer and a millennial. From there, I thought, wow, the two of us sharing a positive message is a good idea. And presently, we are both working on speeches separately, but they have the same thing, about a point in our lives when we were successful. And then we kind of ran into a devastating detour of failure. And then how we just scratched and fought our way back to being successful again. We feel that the two of us sharing our story in a keynote, whether he's the opening and I'm the closing or whatever, would be, especially during this time of change, I think it would be very important that people know that when you go through a devastating change that you did not expect in your life is not over. You can pull yourself together.
Madonna, what you're saying is incredible. What you've both done together is both motivational, it's inspirational, and you continue to do it. I want to key in on the fact that you both come from two different parts of the United States. You come from different backgrounds. You grew up in different eras. I mean, a lot of these things are also considered diversity. And diversity is something that's played a role in the workplace for some time. It's the topic of leadership training, it's conflict management, it's emotional intelligence. And in fact, today, some organizations have as many as six generations working in one company.
Wow.
The two of you have really made it work. From your experience, what one piece of advice would you give our listeners? And you could pick whichever generation you want that can help better bridge the multi-generational gap that we have today in the world?
When it comes from me and Madonna, honestly, I personally feel we don't feel the generational gap. We are both just two people. We have built a connection and we just continue moving it forward. If I had to give some type of advice, I would definitely tell all millennials to get off their phone, because that is something that drives Madonna crazy that I continue to do to this day. And any of the mature adults out there, if you're working with a older generation and working with a mature adult, they want more in-person, face-to-face conversations. They don't want to always text through situations. They don't always want to call. They want to talk in person, and you need to be organized. And so for me, I would really tell all millennials to put that phone down, talk in person, build those relationships, because that's just what the older generation likes, in my personal experience, especially with Madonna.
So understanding what form of communication they like the best.
Yes, yes. I thought that Madonna was just going to communicate the way I wanted, but you don't do that in any type of relationships. You have to be able to go both ways. And Madonna has worked with me on my millennial phone type savvy. For her, at first, I did not look at what she wanted and what she normally goes through. And she will tell you that I have gotten a lot better within the months. But at first, I wasn't, and I can admit that. But we're in a better place now.
Awesome. And Madonna, what about your words of wisdom to our audience?
My words of wisdom: when you drop kick the drama, anything is possible. You can inspire, you can motivate, and you can accomplish.
Succinct and beautifully stated. That's powerful. Dropkick the drama. I love it. Marcus, I got a question I really want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
As we're just about to wrap up here. In the Toastmaster magazine article, there was a claim that you're aiming to be the most well-spoken athlete in the Olympic Village. And my question for you is that more of an aspirational intention, meaning that you just want to be the best communicator that you can be before you get to the Olympics and once you're there? Or is this something that has a metric that you're actually intending to track and found a way to track?
I don't believe that it's something that I'm actually going to track, but as an athlete, we typically have a stereotype of not really knowing how to speak. We go into interviews and we use slang, we use verbiage errors and a lot of different things. And for me, since I want to be a youth motivational speaker internationally, I want to set the stage, especially being in the Olympic Village, of being a well-spoken athlete. But it's not something I'm going to track. I don't believe there's a way to track it. But I want people to know when I speak to them, they're like, oh, wow, he knows how to speak. He knows how to communicate. I want that effect on every single person that I speak with.
Hmm. Excellent. Why don't you bring us home, Greg?
Well, I'm sure that in addition to reading the article and listening to the podcast, I'm confident that there are many people that want to hear more about you. How can they find you? How can people get a hold of Marcus and Madonna if they want to?
They can get a hold of Madonna. My website is presently under construction, but my email address is madfashion2001@yahoo.com.
We'll put that in the show notes. And how about you, Marcus?
For me, MarcusChambers.com. That will have my email and all my social media platforms. My Instagram is MarcusChambers400. That's just the easiest way to get in contact with me.
Great. Well, thank you both for being on the show. I wish you both the best of success. Of course, Marcus with Tokyo coming up next summer. Madonna with your continued competition in the national senior games or where else he might go with your running. And of course, wish you both the best of success on stage together and on stage as individuals. So thanks for taking some time to come on the Toastmasters podcast today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Greg.
Ryan and Greg, it has been the pleasure of a lifetime, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.